Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer out sick. We believe he has the flu. He may be back tomorrow. That means Jerry is in for Boomer on his birthday. So it's going to be a very lonely, sick birthday for Boomer Esiason, who... Like, I don't even know if he, like, I know that he, like, in the years past has, like, spent some time with his grandkids around his birthday, and I'm sure he was planning on doing that again today, but he can't.
Not a chance. He said he's really going through it, so yeah. It must have hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, he draws the line of giving the flu to his grandkids, giving the flu to his coworkers.
It's fine.
Totally fine,
yeah,
but
totally
the flu
good.
To the rest of the family, no, just not a good thing at all. 1 week away from the draft. Are we doing a special draft show? I heard that Evan and Tiki were talking about they're doing a draft show. I just caught that in passing. I know you're in the car more than I am at that time.
I did not hear that.
Hey, Big Earls, I know you're listening. Text me if they're doing a draft show because we're a week away from it and it'd be something we could promote.
So you mean they're going to do their show and then come back on at 8 o'clock to do an NFL show?
I have no idea. Wow. That's why I'm asking. But I figured I just popped in my head since we're 1 week away. Might as well try to promote this thing.
All right.
Draft show. I did lots of draft shows throughout the years. A ton of them.
Yeah, you and Boomer did them. But we were right with Phil the 1 year.
I did them with Brian Jones.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one guy who got drafted in the first round that we did not expect. So he's a college football guy, mm-hmm. Brian.
Yeah.
You know, and I liked the draft. I used to go when I was a young lad. Wearing Vikings purple pants and Penn Station waiting for the Garden Theater at the Garden to open up and getting made fun of. But so I enjoyed the shows because they were different. We would move it along, you get the stringer. It was just kind of like a fun thing to do that was different. And there was a guy that the Packers drafted, and like I wasn't, because we were doing the first round, like I was like,
not prepared for him.
So I'm thinking, like, all right, Brian's got to know, you know? So I go, all right, so they take a corner here, Brian, and. You know, what do you know about him? And he goes, welcome to Green Bay. And then we couldn't stop laughing for like 10 minutes straight because he had no goddamn idea who he was either. So those draft shows can get a little dicey if you're not like Mel Kiper or someone like that. I remember, and you did a draft show where you interviewed Aaron Rodgers.
I sure did,
ago.
April of 05. I got to go back to the archives, see if I can find it, because that's not digital. That's actually on tape somewhere, so I need to find it. But yeah. That was, I want to say, I came on after a Met game. I believe the Mets were on the air, or we had a Ranger game on. I don't remember, one of the two. And I came on after the game and after the post game, and I did 4 or 4:30 to like 7:30 or 8 o'clock. I forget. And I was there for a few hours, had a bunch of good interviews. I was kind of figuring it out on the fly. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers came and sat down for, I think I got 10 minutes with him. And it was fine. Here's what I remember, because you were the crazy fan that went there, and I know they got the video of you coming back on ESPN and all that, and your Vikings gear. The one thing I remember about that was sitting there, and I got there for the entire day since we were doing the show. I wanted to make sure I was there for they had the 30 minutes in between picks. All I remember sitting there was like, people come watch this.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I'll answer your question. I wouldn't do it now. But at that time, you know, we're talking early 20s, maybe even younger. But right around there, you know, late teens, early 20s, the draft is in New York every year. So it's there. And it was free, you know, back in the day.
Oh, it was the wristband, right? You had to get that online.
You'd show up. So it was free. So now, and I mean, as crazed a fan as you could possibly be, and I'm rooting for a team that's out of town. So it was like, there's part of that team that's coming to New York.
Sure.
It's free, and I can potentially maybe be on television, like, you know, cheer for my team that I wouldn't normally be able to do only if they came to New York, because I wasn't taking trips out to Minneapolis at that point. So, and I was just such a huge fan. I was just so into it. And that first round would get exciting if you were really into it. But it's just different times in your life that you're into different things. You know, and I was just nuts. Anything that I could do to consume Minnesota Vikings content at that point in my life, I was doing. Remember, I got a freaking tattoo on my arm at 18.
I'm aware.
I was nuts.
Did you used to get, because I used to get with the Cowboys, the newsletter that would be sent to your house, like the little newspaper they would make.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I think that was past that. I was definitely, there was more like an email situation, like the Star Tribune in Minneapolis Star Tribune. It was, you know, guys, Kevin Seifert and Judd Zolgad were the beat reporters, and I'd read that stuff all the time. I remember, I mean, I was that guy who was sending emails to like columnists that didn't like the Mets and the like. I remember writing, like, Chris Mortensen said something about, and he's passed now, but Chris Mortensen had written something about how the Vikings had the 32nd roster in the NFL, and you know, and I wrote him some nasty thing. I was that guy. And the people that I don't like now that come after me for silly things.
You're before kids.
And I remember I actually called. This was a bad one. So it was when Carlos Beltran was deciding in his free agency back in 2004. And it was he had just gone to Houston and they went on that run. And it was the Astros, the Mets, and the Yankees. And a columnist, Richard Justice from the Houston Chronicle.
I remember that name.
Writes this article about, and he's ripping the Mets. And this is before, like, it was just at the cusp of when we could read anything on the internet. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it was just one of those things where, like, he's thinking that everybody in Houston's picking up this paper and reading it. So, of course, you know, Mets fans see this. He says the Mets are about nothing. They're not about winning. And the Astros hadn't won a World Series at that point, you know. And he's like, he says something, but they've got, you know, you're never going to get a ring there. So I wrote him the nastiest email back. I think I called him a rat fink. I'm pretty sure I called him a rat fink. I said, the only rings that the Astros have are Lance Berkman's onion rings. Like, all these things. I'm ripping them apart. I'm a kid. Well, maybe not even a kid. I was 22, I guess. So I got it all. Hey, you take that. You know, defending my team like a total idiot. And he wrote me the nicest email back you could possibly write back.
How about that?
And he goes, hey, he's like, in rereading this thing, he goes, I was disrespectful in a way to that franchise that shouldn't have been. And I honestly didn't think so many Mets fans were going to read this. And I've heard from a lot of you. And I will consider that in the future now that these articles go all over the internet.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I appreciate your passion for your team.
That is someone, because I think he still is in the business.
Yeah.
That's a guy you should put on once just to relive that. Pretty cool.
He probably doesn't remember that. But also, and then like the columnists at that point, you know, because they were like talk show hosts too, where they'd say a lot of things. Like, I remember Ron Cook in Pittsburgh worked for the Post-Gazette, very negative columnist. Someone mailed him a turd once. Yeah. He told me.
I believe it.
Yeah. No, he's like, well, at least it is a turd that somebody sent me. I get this hate letter. And he's reading, and he's like, you are the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen in my life. I hope you die. I hope you never breathe any oxygen anymore. And I'm like laughing at him. He's like, this is nothing. One guy mailed me a turd. He's like, what? Yep. Piece of poop in an envelope. Right to the PG Sports
We've
desk.
All gotten some bad letters. Never that, though.
Yeah.
Not never, yet, anyway.
Never a piece of poop. Yeah, but I don't think that Richard Justice would ever remember that interaction.
Maybe not, but if you're saying that he got a lot of negative reaction from people in New York, I bet you he probably remembers the time.
Because it was probably one of the first times that that was happening, you know, where the Mets fans got a hold of that and were just
And you were able to email.
Yeah.
So, right. So prior to that, probably the only time he would get a reaction would be from people that would take the time to write a letter, which would probably be few and far between. All of a sudden now you just log in and you could just contact the guy. My guess would be got a lot of reaction from a lot of articles.
Yeah. So there are times where I'm confused, where I'll say something about a particular team in town that I feel like is a fair criticism, and someone will get really angry me, and I'll be like, why is he so angry about me? Just like, I'm not a person. Why are you taking that so personally? Well, that was me. I was doing that back in the day.
I understand.
And I think it's silly now, all these years later, just like Richard Justice thought it was silly then. It was mature enough to write me a letter back.
But you know what? It's people like you back then, which is why we do what we do.
Well, yeah, because I was so absolutely into it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there wasn't a thing I didn't know about the Minnesota Vikings back then and the Mets. I mean, it's just like blood types of offensive line.
You'd never miss a game. You'd never miss a play. You had to be there. I get it.
Well, it's because there was nothing else. I mean, that was it. Like, I didn't have responsibilities outside of school. I didn't have to do anything else.
It was your team.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it was basically family team.
Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it went team family for some people.
Well, you never got to that point with me.
I said some people. Not
yeah, you. No, thank God it didn't. You know, but yeah, it was that intense. Vic is in Jersey. What's going on, Vic?
Vic,
what's up? Good morning, fellas.
Hey, man.
Hey, Gio, where are you bartending this weekend?
It's not this weekend. It is next weekend, and it's going to be
next weekend.
Yeah, the 27th Sunday at the Portly Villager, and there's going to be a Knicks playoff game that starts at 1 o'clock there. So we were considering maybe moving up the start time,
nice.
So we could have the Knicks playoff game going on in there as well. But it'll be at the Portly Villager in Sayville, and it'll be the 27th. But there's also stuff going on prior to that.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah, so you got the... So why don't we just do this now while we're here, and we won't hang up on you, Vic, because I know you probably have another point.
All right.
Al's got Friday the 25th.
Yes, Bradley Brew Project in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. We're going to start that around 3 o'clock.
And then Saturday, CeeLo is doing a guest bartending situation, which I'm going to go do it with him because it's relatively close, at Pulev Bar and Grill in Hazlitt. That's going to be from 1 to 4 this Saturday.
And so, this is all to raise money for the Boomer Esiason Foundation and give it to Team Boomer, Team CeeLo, or Team Alley, or whoever that is raising money for the bike tour. All right, Vic, what else you got?
So you still got the purple pants, being the fashion guy that you are, and you like keeping old things?
You know what's funny is...
Any chance that you...
You know, any chance that I put him back on?
You put him back on while you're bartending over at the Portly Villager for all your buddies.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I don't have those purple pants, Vic, but Boomer just this last year gave me a matching purple sweatsuit from Unreal. So I do own purple pants once again. I mean, I got to put on Nick stuff that day. I mean, you know, if I'm going to do anything, it's got to be.
That's a Nick day as much as it is a fundraising day. It's a Nick day. But I would say maybe for the first football Friday in September, I think we break that out.
Yeah, I've worn the top part of that many times and like it. I have not put the full thing on.
No, I mean full outfit. We're coming and you're coming in as a purple people eater.
Yeah. You know, it's just tough. It's just tough these days, like thinking about all that stuff that I had. You know, I still hold on to a lot of the jerseys.
So it's funny you say that. So I actually found in my attic a bin of football jerseys when I was a kid because I don't get rid of them. I just can't.
Yeah.
And the amount of the number one jersey I have, believe it or not, is Herschel Walker, who happens to be my favorite player of all time, which is weird, but that is the case. So I've got the white cowboy jersey. I've got the navy blue cowboy jersey and even got a Vikings one. Which is interesting. Wow. I just like the guy. Yeah. I don't think I ever wore it, but I did buy it. I couldn't bring myself to get the Giant one or the Eagle one.
Yeah, of course.
The Viking one. And then I found all the Aikman ones and the Emmett ones. And I don't know if they even still fit me anymore, but I found all those a couple months ago in the attic.
Yeah. I still have, like, back at my parents' house, there's a closet there that has all those jerseys hanging in. And I'm sure my parents would like me to.
I would think so. You're an adult
now. Get rid of.
Yes.
But they're just sitting in there in that one closet.
They probably show up to your house, like, you got all the space. Can you take the goddamn jerseys out of the attic, please?
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about that, that's probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. But probably the most bizarre one I had was Vikings tackle Todd Stussy. Offensive tackle Todd Stussy was a big one.
Is that one you had them create? There's no way you were going on NFL Shop or get it, or the Sears catalog.
No, they had them when I went to training camp. They had this.
Oh, Todd you got Stussy, it there. Yeah, okay, that makes
got
sense.
It in Minnesota. Got the Stussy jersey. Yeah, and I don't think I have it on. I might have gotten an Ontario Smith jersey. He was the one who used the Wizinator. I think right. I might have that one too, which would be even worse than Todd Stussy.
Now, were you too young for the Sears catalog?
No. I mean, I was, you know, the catalog I remember was the Sports Illustrated Get the Phone thing. Like, that's...
Sure.
That was around the same time?
Probably. Yeah, I would say if you subscribe to Sports Illustrated, yeah, it's probably about the same time. Probably.
What was the one called? It was like, yeah, it was not eBay, obviously. It was something... East Bay. Remember the East Bay catalogs?
No.
Those were all sports catalogs with all sorts of stuff in them, like great sweatshirts really? And stuff. Those when the East Bay catalog came, I was all over that.
See, that's what I had for Sears. When the Sears catalog came out, that was where I got to see the Cowboy uniforms or jerseys that I could buy and all the other, you know, NFL teams around the league. But no, I'm not familiar with that. East Bay.
Yeah, man. There'd definitely be some kids or around my age or guys around my age that remember that from when they were kids. Did you ever steal like the bra and panty catalogs when they would show up at the house?
Oh, I would look at them, sure.
Take a look.
Oh, of course.
For a little bit, see if there's anything in there that interests you.
I mean, who didn't?
Yeah, you had to. You had to take a look.
Who didn't?
Curious minds, you know?
Very much so.
Yeah, I can't. I'm with you. I can't throw out those jerseys either.
The weirdest jersey I remember, because at the time, I was into the Sears catalog for the jerseys for sure. And then as that became more and more popular, the oddest jersey I ever asked for, I would make a list. Because I had some unusual ones, too. I'd have to go back. I had a Bo Jackson one, black Raider one, which was kind of cool. I just never wore them either. I just collected them. I asked for a Benny Blades jersey. Remember him on the Lions?
Wow.
And that sticks in my head like it's yesterday. I have no idea. I remember writing it down on the list for my parents. Benny Blades.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
None. None whatsoever.
What about hockey jerseys? I have a Timo Solani Winnipeg Jets jersey. I also had when the Florida Panthers started their organization, I got one of their jerseys because I thought it was cool looking.
Aside from the Devil ones that I had growing up, I don't know. So I've always told you, growing up, it was a split Ranger Devil type of upbringing. I didn't really choose Devils until I got a little older and started driving to games. My dad would take us to a million Ranger games and a million Devil games, and it was just what it was. I had Ranger and Jersey jerseys growing up, but I don't think anybody from out, like never a Gretzky jersey, never a Messi. No, I don't think I had any other teams. The one thing that I used to do, I don't why, I was enamored with the Minnesota North Stars logo.
Yeah.
So I used to draw it and color it. I have no idea why, but I never got a jersey from outside the Devils or Rangers. Now.
It's funny because we talk hockey now and it's a different situation. But back when I was in like middle school, like hockey might have been,
I agree,
right there with the other sports. I was that into it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Because it was 94. Because 93, the Islanders went to the conference finals and lost to the Canadians. 94, obviously, is 94. You know, the 95, the Devils win. It was like it was so much local hockey that was going on there.
Yeah.
It was like fifth, sixth, seventh grade for me. It was crazy.
I don't know that I could separate. So football was, I mean, football during football season was what it was. Sundays dominated our house. There's no doubt about it. But in terms of growing up, I would actually say hockey might have been ahead of baseball in the way my dad used to watch it every night. And basketball was a distant fourth.
Yeah. I mean, I was into the Knicks, though, around there. It wasn't distant for me. But this is crazy to think, but like 94, I was almost as into rooting against the Rangers as I was rooting for the Knicks.
Interesting.
I did not want them.
Well, you were an Islander fan. I get that.
I was like, you know, the 1940 chance. I was like, that has to continue. Yep. So, of course, my dad texts me. It's a great idea to take those jerseys.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah.
And any other crap that's still lying around there.
Yeah. I should just throw some of that stuff out. And by the way, I asked Big Hurls to text me. He did. Evan and Tiki will be live at American Dream at Dream Bar next Thursday doing the show. They did it last year ahead of the Jets-Bills Monday night game at MetLife. So they will also be hanging for a bit for the draft following their show at Dream Bar. So they're just doing their show at Dream Bar. So it's not like...
Oh, they're not on that night. I got you.
Right. So that's what it is.
That's cool.
A little bit confused there, but I got it figured out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Oh, here he goes, CeeLo. A lot of off-air hiccuping as he's been dealing with that all morning. Yeah.
I'm accruing a list. A list of potential remedies and also...
Did you do the fork thing in the teeth?
No, I did not. I was waiting for Izzo, but I've got a list of things.
Get Izzo, just come in and do it.
Suggesting I try, and also what they think it could be, including someone telling me it could be a sign of a possible heart attack. So
no,
they said a prolonged hiccups. They said my mother had a heart attack and didn't know it. So hopefully
his mother was
attack.
Probably very very old.
I mean, yeah, I didn't want to say that, but
you're not. I mean, you're 38, something like that.
39, yeah.
39. If you had a heart attack,
that'd be pretty embarrassing.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty embarrassing. It would.
What happens?
Heart attack before 40? Come on.
It would be.
I was just sitting at work Tuesday doing nothing, and all of a sudden, heart attack.
Right. And the fact that you'd be hiccuping your way to a heart attack is extra embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like some sort of like thing like you helped save somebody.
Right. Nothing strenuous.
I will not mock you. Don't worry.
But if you hiccup your way to a heart attack.
Have a heart attack and die.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank Eddie. Don't thank me.
Dude, I love when they play. Anytime they play these, it just cracks me up. The ones about divorce yesterday, again, it's tremendous. Right. Oh, yeah. It's fun.
You're really struggling this out.
I don't know. That's what I mean. It's random, though. It's not like I just was out in the newsroom.
That's the weird
stuff in my face with food.
That's the weird. This is the weirdest hiccup situation I've ever come across.
And Izzo gave me a Tums, which I took one not long ago, and it's actually making it worse.
I'm laughing, but I honestly feel for you. Because
I feel for the listeners. It's got to be annoying to listen to. No one wants to hear that.
I think they're probably laughing at it.
Maybe
more
for
than anything.
A second, but
no, I've had hour long hiccup episodes, and it like starts to hurt, man. Like
it doesn't feel great. I texted my wife. I was like, because she woke up short time ago, and I said, did I dream that I was hiccuping and woke us both up, or did that actually happen? And she goes, I think it must have happened because I vaguely remember that now that you mention it. So it woke me out of a dead sleep before my alarm went off at 2 a.m. So not great. Not great. Going to have to look into this and get to the bottom of it. All right. Since I'm hiccuping, first I'll tell you we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
And thank you to Max from CBS Sports Network, who, as I was talking about this morning, oh, God. Reached out with this. I had forgotten this. Do you remember the Bo Jackson story from a couple years ago? That he had a long bout with hiccups himself.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So to the point where he had to undergo some sort of procedure because he'd been dealing with it for a while. So this was McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. I don't know, WJOX FM, whatever. They're talking
Cole
about
Kubelik.
Okay. So they're talking about Auburn, and he was on, and they asked about seeing fellow Auburn legend Frank Thomas's statue dedication, and he wasn't there, and he reviewed. At the time, revealed why.
I wasn't there because of dealing with hiccups. I've had the hiccups since last July, and I'm getting the medical procedure done the end of this week, I think, to try to remedy it. But I'm busy at the hospital sitting up with doctors poking me and shining lights down my throat and you probing me every way they can to find out why I got these hiccups.
All right, so maybe that's what I have to look forward to.
Wow.
And then the guys there on the show followed up like, you know, what's going on here?
Have we figured it out?
Hell no. I have done everything. Scare me, drink water upside down, smell the ass of a porcupine. It doesn't work.
So, yeah, I haven't smelled the ass of a porcupine yet, but, you know, maybe we'll try that out as well.
But then he didn't hiccup at all during this interview, it doesn't sound
like. Yeah, well,
maybe it's like him where it comes and goes, but it's never gone.
Full hour, I was fine, and now this hour, it's every 10 seconds.
Yeah, which that concerns me. Actually,
I agree.
No, I gotta be concerned? Honest with you, because none of my hiccup episodes. Sometimes they last for a long time, but they just keep going and going, and it's at the same like you know every 6 seconds or whatever
right,
it was because the diaphragm was just out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they go away and they come back like that's not great.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's just days now, so I'm. He was dealing it for
days
like,
now. For I thought it was yesterday.
No, he said Tuesday.
Oh
so
crap!
It's not 48 hours yet, but it's coming up on it.
Wow,
golly, man!
Someone sent me apparently Guinness Book of World Records. Where is it? 68 years, I think, is the record. So
yeah, I mean,
68 years. Hopefully, I can avoid.
See, that's I start freaking out when I have like. Because like if I had 6 hours of hiccups, I start looking that stuff up too. And that's just like a couple hours, and I'm like, I can't live like this.
Charles Osborne, who hiccuped for 68 years from 1922 to 1990. And I responded by saying, I don't think I've got 68 years left, so I think that record is safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I always 100, not 62 years. Yeah, good point.
Jim's in Great Neck. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a solution for 100% of the time it works.
100%. All right. Lay it on me, Jim. Let's go.
Okay. You drink water from a cup using a straw, and you block your nose and your ears from air flowing through it.
Block your nose and your... How do you go about blocking
your
ears?
Well, you have to get earplugs.
Oh, okay.
No. You have the straw in your mouth, and you take your right hand and block your nose and your with your index finger. And your thumb on your ear, and do the same on the left-hand side, and you drink an entire cup of water.
Jim, how many hands you got? How many hands you got in here?
Vishnu?
Well, two. For the right side and for the left side. It works 100% of the time.
Right, so maybe ears with the thumbs, and then...
You could also restrict airflow through your nose.
No, but I got it. I got the thumbs on both ears, and then I'm not pressing because I don't want to mess up Allie's makeup job here. But then you would hit the nostrils with the two index fingers, and then you drink out of the straw.
Then okay, we find a straw.
Yeah, that's a great question.
In this place, there's just no straws in this place.
I would doubt it.
guaranteed no straws.
Or something and get one.
Might be.
In one of the draws, yes, there could be from a food delivery. That is very possible.
All right, we'll effort that.
All right.
I like that one, but no offense to the lady that called up earlier about the spoon in between the teeth.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Eric in Connecticut. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'm just giving some info. I'm 34 years old, and I had the hiccups for 14 days about 6 months ago. I've tried all these Fugazi things these people are talking about, and nothing worked.
Yeah.
I ended up in the hospital twice, and they gave me a shot of Thorazine, which is a 70% chance of fixing it. It's actually an antipsychotic medicine.
Oh, boy.
What?
And it didn't. It actually didn't fix it. Yeah, Google it. It's
What did they give it to you because it also helps with hiccups, or they think that you were making it up in your head that you couldn't get rid of the hiccups?
No, they give it to you because essentially it makes you a vegetable. So apparently they give you this medicine.
Oh my God.
They give you this medicine before going into procedures and stuff to calm you down. So the first time I went to the hospital, they actually didn't want to give it to me because it's so extreme. So they said, hey, come back in like 5 days if you still have the hiccups. So they discharged me. 5 days later, I go back, and that doctor actually gave it to me.
And that didn't work either?
No.
So when did it just went away on its own?
No, they gave me, because I did have some acid reflux stuff, they gave me a high dose of Nexium, and in 4 days, they went away after that. But I tried the Thorazine thinking, well, this is gung-ho, this is going to work, didn't work.
Wow, so you're sitting there, you can't even move your other extremities, and you're just hiccuping. That sounds great.
Yeah, pretty much.
God, well, I'm glad it went away for you now, Eric, but that's a little concerning hearing all that.
Yeah.
Very antipsychotic. I can tell you that.
That's just a normal guy, man.
There was nothing I was worried about. I was chilling on a Tuesday doing my job. You know, nope. Feet up, not a strenuous day at all. So I have no idea what this is all about.
Well, it sounds like a reflux situation.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, that's what I said to Al this morning. Yeah. I don't know.
I am now, I mean, they'll go away, but like the pain you're going to have to endure with them going away seems like a lot worse than I expected. Like, it may be days, and you may have to see real doctors.
Yeah, that's annoying. I don't want to have to do that.
Barry in West Orange. Okay. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. You know, what's happening is your diaphragm is in spasm. I get this all the time where they're just around, and you're just going to have to pull the trigger. Take two fingers, stick it down your throat, and reverse motion. You might throw up, you might not, but just reversing the motion of your diaphragm, they will go away. Guaranteed, the rest of this Fugazi stuff, Thorazine, they're out of your mind, Thorazine. Just stick your fingers down your throat. It's over. Go to the bathroom. You'll be fine in 10 minutes.
There you go. Trust
me. I love how everybody calls everybody else's idea Fugazi.
Yeah, right.
He wants you to vomit.
It's 100% will work. This guy's like, nah, Fugazi, 10 minutes, throw fingers down the throat, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
no problem. What is the reverse? What does that mean?
All right, because the diaphragm, uses like the food to go down and all that stuff. And if you reverse it, food comes up. So it's just if it's out of whack,
you got to trigger the gag reflex. Is what
right.
I'm saying.
He's basically like when the TV's not working, unplug it and plug it back in. That's what he's trying to do with your diaphragm.
Use that all the time, my wife. Yeah. The Fire Stick's not working for me again. All right, well, we're just gonna reset it.
Wow,
it'll be fine.
Yep.
And now you stopped hiccuping.
Yeah,
amazing.
Well, that's the other part about this. It's so wild is the fact that it stops.
Right.
And then you think you're good.
It's kind of like Tyrese Halliburton and his voice coming and going.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that is very strange. All right, well, give us the treetops here, CeeLo,
okay.
As they say.
I want to get to, obviously we could do more baseball, but I want to get to something.
Yankees won, Mets lost.
Right, exactly. And you got Yankees racing on the Fan 625 from the George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. All right, so the Celtic City documentary that's either out or coming out on HBO and Max and all that. So I guess Robert Parrish is featured somewhat prominently on this. And
would make sense.
He, I guess, over the years... on the quieter side, doesn't do a lot of interviews, doesn't speak much about his time with the Celtics, perhaps. So Dawg gets him on yesterday, and I guess it was like an hour interview, which people are raving about. But in any event, this one sequence, which was interesting, he's talking about Larry Bird and I guess Robert Parrish's contract situation from back in the day, something he spoke about on the documentary where I guess there was some beef between the two. So here's the first part where Parrish is kind of laying out the situation and how Bird, I guess, didn't think he was all that valuable.
And he said that if Robert don't want to be here, he can leave. We really don't need him. All you got to do is give me the basketball. And I didn't harbor any animosity, no resentment towards Larry. Matter of fact, I didn't even mention it to Larry. My opinion was, if that's the way he feels, that's the way he feels.
All right, so fair enough. And I guess what he said on the documentary, but here was the second part of that as he would sum up his point.
But I also told myself, if that mother ever needed my help, God help him.
And that was the case right there. Go ahead.
Excuse my language.
That's all right. I love it. I love it. Don't worry about it. Just talk. Just talk. Just talk.
For using profanity, but those are were my exact thoughts. And that is the genesis of why I did not lift a hand to help Larry or support Larry, because he did not support me.
Just so even keeled with it, too.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably told that story 50,000 times to his friends and everything else and just let it fly with dog.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it
is funny when things come back, you know, 40 years later or 30 years, whatever it might be, because these pieces get done. It's got to be like, all right, we're going to rehash this one again. Kind of like the Favre thing we were talking about. Like, yeah. Brett Favre, for whether you like him, you don't like him, whatever. But the idea now that this documentary is coming out, hey, let's talk about Jen Sturger again. Let's talk about Mississippi and the welfare thing. Like, oh my God, we got to do this again. Yes, you're going to have to do it again and answer about it again.
Right. Got to take the good with the bad when you're a celebrity like
that,
right?
I know. You're right.
Give you a couple Joe Shanes before I go. Pre-draft press conference. Yeah, sure. He'd love to draft his quarterback of the future, but not always that simple.
You would like to have, you know, a young franchise quarterback. I think every general manager would be. You know, everybody wants that. You know, so, but the value has to be right, or it doesn't matter. I mean, you get that one wrong, you know, you just got to get that right.
Everybody gets it wrong. Yes. I love how these guys talk like, man, if we don't get this right, you know, you miss more than you hit. Yeah. I mean, it's not a surprise.
Well, I'm sure, and he feels like he's already on borrowed time.
Oh, for
bit,
sure.
You know? Yeah, I mean, and also you whiff that high in the draft with any one of these players, it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference between, you know, the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, rising to being good for multiple years is what they've done in the draft and free agency. And then the first 2 years of Joe Shane's drafts were miserable. I mean, there's three guys who have made complete minimal impacts.
And he's also floating out there, eh? Never know. We might trade out of our spot at three.
We'll be open to all options. I mean, those type of strategy sessions have been ongoing and, you know, talking through different scenarios. So, yeah, we're always going to be open to, you know, either or of those.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Imagine they trade out and don't take a quarterback.
And nothing would surprise me. Well, nothing would surprise me. And all of this could be a smokescreen. I did
is.
Like what Phil Simms was talking about on his podcast with his son, just talking about, you know, people were wondering why are they going to Boulder today. They just saw him in the pro day. And he was explaining the differences. Maybe today will have a big impact on what they do next week at number three. Who knows? Maybe Shador Sanders blows them away in ways they never saw coming. We shall see.
Yeah, it'd be surprising at this point in the process. But, I think that they're off Shador, and it would only get him if he drops significantly. That's what it feels like. All right, so you got a glass of water there with a straw.
I love it. We're worried about finding straws. Izzo brought me three of them.
Tom Izzo.
I need more than one.
Interestingly enough, he thought to look in Bobby Dwyer's old desk since that's just been cleared out, and there was tons of straws.
Wow. That's amazing how much play that desk is getting all of a sudden now.
Yeah,
you could actually reach the drawer now.
All right, so let's see if this ends up working.
So I'm going to use the thumb. Let me take my...
The problem is he's not hiccuping right now.
Yeah, but it's been coming back periodically.
Okay.
So I'm going to take my headsets out here.
All right,
I'm going to cover my ears with the thumbs.
Right.
And the nose with your
index fingers. And then you're going to suck that water down. All right, drink a little more. That should be good there. And we'll see how that works.
It's like about five strong gulps. So
all right,
check back next hour.
Report back next hour. Yeah,
right. And if that doesn't work,
stick your finger down.
Yeah, we're going to make yourself puke. We're going to do right then.
Reverse the diaphragm.
Yes. Yeah. Right. All right. Stick your whole fist down your throat. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for a sick Boomer Esiason today. CeeLo handed me this article from The Athletic this morning. It posted at around 6 a.m. Katie Strange, who covers hockey for The Athletic, writes that New York Rangers forward Artemi Panarin and Madison Square Garden Sports, the company that owns the team, paid financial settlements to a Rangers employee last year after she alleged that Panarin sexually assaulted her, according to an NHL source who reviewed the settlements and three others briefed about them. She left the organization August 2024 upon reaching the settlement, which included a non-disclosure and no admission of wrongdoing clauses. And one settlement agreement was reached with Panarin, and another was with MSG Sports. And the alleged assault occurred in December 2023 during a Rangers road trip. According to two Rangers sources briefed about the allegation, Panarin and the woman, who was a regular part of the team's traveling party, were at a post-game gathering at a hotel with about a dozen other players and staff members. Panarin allegedly took her phone and said he would only give it back to her if she retrieved it from his hotel room. the sources said. When she went to his hotel room to retrieve her device, Panarin pinned her down on the bed. She pushed off, retrieved her phone, and left the room. You could read the rest of the article if you like. I feel like I've kind of given the most of the details there that are pertinent to the organization. Just yesterday, Artemi Panarin was named the team MVP in the Media Good Guy Award, and then this story comes out from 2023, and then it was August of 2024 that she ended up leaving the organization. So, obviously enough there to have two settlements, one with the player, one with MSG. She did not report the incident to law enforcement, also didn't immediately alert the team. But 3 months, 3 months after the alleged sexual assault, she informed the team as a part of an investigation into a separate incident. The team learned that the woman, whose anxiety around airplane travel was well known among the team members, had shared her anti-anxiety medicine with a player who had the same issue. She was placed on leave pending the outcome of that investigation. The female employee felt she was treated unfairly, according to team sources, and then informed the team about the alleged assault. So that's also, I think, a piece of important information there. But two settlements reached. So,
according to that article, it sounds as if she wasn't going to report anything until that course of action was taken against her. And according to the story, I guess there were plenty of people around when this alleged incident happened. So there must have been, I guess there were people, I don't know.
Yeah. So, it's been a rough season for the Rangers. Is another one of those things. You know, and you don't know. I mean, it seems like, so this happened in 23. She left the organization. Settlements reached in 24. We're finding out about it now, April of 25. Could you say that this thing affected the play of this year's team? I doubt that.
Hard to know. Not being around the team. How could you know that?
Right. But it's just with people searching for reasons why this season
went
in the toilet, you know, may want to point to something like this if it was a cloud over the organization.
I mean, if it was something that was talked about or whispered about or rumored about and it was seeping into the locker room, yeah, you could make that case, I suppose. But not being around the team, it's hard to know that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine like how many of these throughout sports where you get traveling team employees and young players and how many opportunities there are for things like this to happen when alcohol is involved or day off or something like that. It's a surprise that you don't maybe hear about it more. And then there's also the consensual ones, obviously, that happen. It's just,
and when one thinks it's consensual, the other one doesn't.
Right. And then it's also not just in sports. It's like, it's anything where there's, you know, workplace trips and colleagues, and can be a mess, certainly.
So, yeah, and this looks like it was one.
Yeah, yeah, and the settlement's there, and I believe the person's name, you know, as part of the deal will not be revealed to the public. Apparently, she still works in hockey, just not with the Rangers currently.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.